next segment comes from you, Vicky. It's an interview you did with local hip-hop artist Stoney Burtz. So what do we need to know about Stoney before we jump into this?
Well, Stoney Burtz has been making waves in the Colorado Springs music scene since 2011, when she released her first album, Fades, and Green Stuff on SoundCloud. She's put out a number of excellent records and earned a reputation for her sharp lyricism and infectious flow. In 2015, she won Best Solo Hip-Hop Artist, and that was at the Colorado Springs Indie Music Awards. I recently had the great pleasure of speaking with her about how she got her start in hip-hop, her approach to songwriting, and her latest album, Say Anything.
All right, Vicky Gregor speaking with Colorado Springs' own Stoney Burtz.
On the scene, the mic's running hard. There's so much more than what meets the eye. I guess I'm unidentified. What's it really mean to be identified? When I'm seen in the scene, the mic's running high.
Stoney Burtz, thank you for being here
today.
No problem. Well, I've got a lot of questions, but I like to start it back to the beginning. I'm always curious when I get to listen to amazing music and amazing artists. Where does that come from? What was happening that you started writing such amazing lyrics, amazing poetry, and then finding that voice?
I honestly didn't start actually rapping or anything like that until probably about 5 years ago. I was always writing, you know, things down. I was always, because I was very kind of introverted, so I was always kind of explaining myself to myself, I guess you would say. I still pretty much am kind of a socially awkward little quiet kid, you know what I mean? But I did speech and debate in high school, like I did forensics. So I did technical policy debate, I guess you would say, which some people would find a little bit dry, a little bit boring. But I enjoyed it because I like current events and politics and stuff like that. And I think that kind of like first showed me that I could, I guess, like articulate myself and speak well enough for people to really get what I was saying. And then just kind of later on through life, I grew up, I always listened to, my parents were more into like the, you know, older school. They didn't really listen to a lot of hip hop. I mean, I knew who like Biggie and Tupac were, but I didn't listen to their music. I wasn't really allowed to. So when I, you know, kind of got older and got to expand into what I like to do. And I was in Independent Records one day and I heard Atmosphere on the loudspeaker. I didn't know who it was, but it was this one song. And I was like, oh my God, they can do that? Like people do that? Because I'd only heard a certain, I guess, type of hip hop or rap, you know? So when I heard that, I went and bought the album and it was just downhill from there. Like I just bought everything hip hop. And then I figured out like, I might be kind of good at this. And one day I just tried it out at a friend's house and he was like, you wrote that? Like you did that? And I was like, yeah. And, you know, I got a show and
the awards started coming in too. No, talk about hitting the planet with a gift though.
We screaming push, pull, tug, tug. The 0 to 100 only takes one shrug. And some get jaded and it only takes one love. That one mistake you made flagging off that one buzz. Hey, even if I said
your
it,
speed
I guess it
and clarity, is that something that you're able to perform enough now that it keeps your skills up, or is this a thing like any other muscle that you're working? You know, you've got time every day to just go through a flow, go through your words, and have it, you know, the cadence be what you want it to be.
I honestly attribute a lot of that to when I did like speech and debate and forensics, because the type of debate that I did was very like fast paced, and you kind of had like 8 minutes to present this argument, and a lot of times you had certain information you had to get out in that 8 minutes. So literally, like, I went, you know, kind of interesting admission, but I went to debate camp a lot of summers, you know, between grades. And so we did speed drills, like, you know, drills to where we'd like put a pen in our mouth and like read a whole page from a book, or read backwards, skipping every other word, or read forward as fast as you can, putting an O between every word. I think because of those skills, even though I don't do that anymore, I did it for so long. You know, there was a point in time where I could probably speak at like 100 words a minute.
Wow.
Clearly, you know. So I mean, I freestyle a lot, which is kind of like working out, you know, your kind of your mind and being able to come up with things on the fly. But as far as like the speed and the actual technical ability, I definitely attribute it to my debate coach and all those summers I spent in Wyoming.
Like, it was straight out of Wyoming.
Keeping my eyes close to it, machine mode through it. This is just an old Judas, some old Nikes that only know how to just do it. Kill everything in radius, I'm just a cold Brutus.
These words, do you write every day? Do you find yourself, or do you have that notebook in your back pocket kind of thing, or, you know, on the phone? getting some stuff in there?
I write on my phone. I have a lot of notes on my phone. The notes app is like, you know, like my life. As far as writing every day, I would have to say as far as like going in to write a song every day, no, because I think I'm writing every day in some aspect in my head, like whether I'm in the shower and I'm like, you know, I'm just, because, you know, that's just kind of how all this came about for me, to be honest with you. It wasn't necessarily like I was writing things down where I was like, this needs to be a song. Mm-hmm. It was just like, you know, I got tired of just writing things down and it not really going anywhere. And then, you know, one day I heard a beat and I was like, I think I could, you know, put this together. And I think that's why now I wouldn't say I'm like known for it, but a lot of people who've worked with me in the past, if they invite me for a collaboration or to do a song, a lot of times I will, you know, they might send me the beat or something 2 weeks before that, but I'll probably come into the studio and they'll play the beat and I'll write what I need to write right then and there.
Wow.
And that's just because of the, for me, it's not necessarily about the beat. You can really make a song whatever you want to make it, but for me, the beat kind of inspires where I want to go with it and the vibe of who I'm working with and kind of what we're dealing with that day, or maybe something's happened. I feel like all that goes into the full product. If I write something 2-3 weeks before this, it'll work, but will it be as organic as it could be, you know? And that's kind of always my concern, which sometimes makes things a little bit more difficult, but you know, it works out most of the time, I think.
Kicking out the back with habits of a masochist, asking for the passage later often makes these words exist. You know that I hate to kiss, often feeling nauseous, sick, build it to demolish it while our time is spent.
The family of hip hop, bands, guys, women, how does that all come together? Is there something to be said about a hardship of being a woman in hip hop? Is it a supportive community as far as people showing up for each other's stuff, their gigs, their events?
Yeah, I mean, from like when I started in 2011, just kind of getting into it and really getting to know everybody, because I only knew, you know, one person or so that kind of dealt with hip hop, and that was Eric Radke, Earsick. You might have heard of him. He's one half of Mad Trees, and he, you know, I actually reached out to him and was like, hey, can you help me record this? Because I had no clue how to do it. And there wasn't really a lot of people that I could reach out to besides him, and he was, you know, gracious enough to invite me over and let me record, and that's kind of how I got into my own show. So for me, it was really based on that camaraderie of wanting to help the next person, of how I even got here. But as far as the supportive, we've got so many open mics, like Word Wednesday, and, you know, you've got the Queer Open Mic Night at Mountain Fold. You've got, you know, all these different things that you can, and that's kind of what's helped me, I think, being able to, because like you say, as far as like being a woman in hip hop, like for me, it's, you know, I'm a woman in hip hop, yes, but a queer person as well. So for me, it's kind of like, you know, you have to ride that line, because certain people see me and they expect a certain thing from me. But I'll go to the Queer Open Mic Night. You know, not everybody in our community is going to go, which, you know, is totally their choice. But for me, I'm able to go to different avenues that other people might not have even thought to go to because of a preconceived notion, or maybe they're like, oh, well, I don't belong there. Well, it's about inclusion. It's about everybody coming together, whether it's a queer open mic. You know, like, it doesn't matter. It's just that's one lane that does need inclusion, that we do need to kind of circle out, and that's why I kind of like to, you know, support it. And I try to support everything.
Let's talk about the music. This is what it's all about. So what we have right here, Say Anything, speak to this. What was the process to making this?
It was really, really collaboration, of course, between myself and Elements, who is a producer here. He's originally from New York, but he has moved out here. We honestly just worked really well together, kind of as I started here. You know, he had moved here, and I remember one night he came up to me at a show and he was like, you're dope. You know, and I've never really been a lot of places, so for somebody who's from New York or from what have you, when they see a plethora of MCs out, you know, I was like, oh, I take that as a compliment, you know, and people always come up to you afterwards and say that was cool, so I didn't think anything of it. And then I actually heard his beats and I was like, oh my God, like, this man's amazing. You know, he sent me a few tracks for Slight Smiles, which was my first original, like, debut, and you know, he felt like I did a good job with those. So on this one, we just decided, because we, you know, became friends, we hung out, you know, that's my boy, we still do. So we just, honestly, he would get in the studio, and because I'm one of those people, like I said, that would get in there and I'd hear a beat and start writing something, he's one of those producers that can get in there and just start find a sample and start doing something, and then I'll hear something, and then it's turned into a lot of those songs you hear. I went over to his house and we made right then, like Cold Chinese Food. We were listening to something on YouTube. He found a sample and he was like, maybe we should do something, and then found it, and then I wrote the song right then and there, and we just put the finishing touches on it right away. So it's really a collaborative effort.
Tripping over my words, crashing into my thoughts. Collision doesn't hurt, thinking that it took too long. The moment when it spurs could be here today and gone. Get ahead of myself, I hope the latency is strong. So I asked to give me
it's exactly loosely based on the movie Say Anything, which John Cusack.
Oh, I know that movie.
It's one of my favorites. Actually, my favorite movie almost of all time. But yeah, and it was kind of based off that. There's like little audio snippets in between. And we just wanted to do something kind of unique, and as well as being able to kind of tell my story and my narrative with his beats is kind of like the director, I guess you would say. It worked out well. I think it's gotten a pretty good reception, and it was definitely a fun time making it. So.
Stoney Burtz, thank you so much for being here today on Air Check.
No problem. Thank you for having me. It's been a wonderful experience, and hopefully I'll be back again later in the future.
All right, I'll take you up on that.
Awesome.
We played to win, but they knew the route. This pork is sin, but we know it's doubt. It heated up. Check. Look at the leaves shed from the trees. I think it's fallout.
That was Vicky speaking with local hip-hop artist Stoney Burtz. All the songs you heard in that piece were from Stoney's latest album. It's called Say Anything, produced by Elements. You're listening to Air Check on KRCC. Stay with us.
Action words like adjectives, I think I want it all now. And we can fall back slowly. Wonder if the steps we take make us unholy. I'm just trying to be beside you even when I'm feeling unworthy. Let's heat it up. Let's heat it up. Check. Let me stay facts and prove it.